Title number 5, May 2022. How can we distinguish between good and bad interpretations? Discuss with reference to the arts and one other area of knowledge. What we commonly mean by interpretation is to provide an explanation for something that appeals to reason and to common sense. To say that the wildfires in California and Greece are attributable to Jewish space lasers controlled by the Rothschilds does not appeal to our reason and common sense, for instance. It is a bad interpretation and explanation for the phenomenon of wildfires. An interpretation is meant to bring something to presence in order for it to show what, how, and why it is as it is. It is associated with the thing's truth. In Group 1 and Group 6 subjects, you are asked to provide an interpretation of a work of art, whether a novel, a poem, or painting, for instance. And in doing so, to name it as such and such or so and so. But to do so, you must first turn that art into an object. In the human sciences, attempts are made to find fixed, permanent principles that will lead to interpretations of social life which attempt to understand what is present at all times and in all places when living in communities. While in the natural sciences, explanations are looked for through experiments on the fixed things that are the objects of nature. Our lives are pervaded by interpretations, both of ourselves and of other entities and things. Our core theme in TOK seeks to interpret how we understand ourselves, while our optional themes seek to understand other entities in the world around us. Our everyday interpretations or awareness of things is prior to our systematic interpretations undertaken in the human sciences and prior to our explanations provided by and given in the natural sciences. You need to find your way to the library or the science lab and interpret the contents in those places as books or science equipment before doing any of the activities called science or research. When you walk into a classroom, you do not first see uninterpreted black marks on the whiteboard or hear the sounds of your classmates arriving. You perceive these things right away as printed or spoken words, even if you cannot understand them. That you understand speech as speech or a textbook as a book does not mean that your interpretation is unreliable, nor that it creates the meaning of what is interpreted. Your understanding of what things are about you is bound together with your interpretation of. Understanding is global in general. Interpretation is local and particular. Hermeneutics is a special kind of interpretation. In Plato's dialogue Ion, Socrates refers to the poets as the interpreters of the gods. Hermeneta is Greek for interpretation, the disclosing of that which was previously hidden. Interpretation is conjoined with what the Greeks understood truth to be. Formally, hermeneutics was the study of how interpretation occurs and is intertwined with method. It is the art of understanding written texts, but in it, all things are understood as written texts. The Irish writer James Joyce gives us a beautiful example of hermeneutical activity and what we understand as art, and in doing so, of what understanding and interpretation indicates in the Proteus section of his novel, Ulysses. James Joyce, ineluctable modality of the visible, at least that, if no more. Thought through my eyes, signatures of all the things I am here to read, sea spawn and sea wrack, the nearing tide, that rusty boot, snot green, blue silver, rust, colored signs, limits of the diaphane, but he adds, in bodies. Joyce here demonstrates that all objects are to be understood as texts and must be read. He is attempting to understand sensuality in time and space as signatures and signs. William Dilthey, the founder of the modern human sciences, expanded the methodology of hermeneutics so that it became the study of the methods of the sciences themselves. When we look at ourselves as knowers, as we attempt to do in our core theme, what we are really doing is interpreting ourselves through the shared knowledge that comes to us through our culture. What and who we are is concealed to us through this shared knowledge. And so what is required is a deconstruction of this shared knowledge. In interpreting ourselves, we are attempting to interpret a text that has been overladen by centuries of interpretations and misinterpretations. This is how the metaphor of life as the never-ending story is to be understood. Hermeneutics originally focused on how the Bible was interpreted, as well as other religious texts. The word itself is associated with Hermes, the messenger of the gods, and pneuma, or breath, inspiration, so that the word implied an inspired hearing, or an openness and a taking in of what the messages of the gods were, and the taking in of those messages and making them our own. They are as Plato understood the poets, those who have been open to what the gods have to say and have taken their messages into themselves. A good or bad interpretation will be determined by how well the explanation of the phenomenon brings that thing to light and makes it present to and for others. Your essay will be evaluated by how well you interpret the question and bring the issues inherent in the question to light based on the coherence of your argument. Some of the questions that arise from the inherent circularity of interpretation are, how can I learn what art is except by studying works of art? And how can I recognize a work of art unless I know what art is to begin with? Our implicit prior knowledge of what art is enables us to recognize clear cases of works of art. When we ask the question, is it art? How we interpret the work before us will determine the answer to this question. Whether the work is serious or great depends on other factors such as how deep a life it portrays, how does it illuminate the truth of that which it tries to bring to presence before us. We learn about what language is not by speaking about it and turning it into an object of study, but through conversing with it and in it. To do so, we must already know what language is beforehand. We cannot get to hear the message of the messenger unless we already know something about it ahead of time. Many interpreters of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings see the novel as an allegory of the events of World War II. Tolkien has stated quite emphatically that the novel is not an allegory because he does not like allegory and prefers history. One must interpret the story as myth or fairy tale, using the language and truth that are consistent with those genres. To see the novel as an allegory is a bad interpretation because it misses the central themes and truth of the work. The essence of power, war, friendship, and good and evil will not be brought to light through allegory, such as George Orwell's Animal Farm, for instance. They may, however, see the light of day in myth, Homer's Iliad, or fairy tale myth, the Star Wars saga, for instance.